the paradoxical claim that money is both good and bad. The paradoxical claim that money is both good and bad. Think about all living creatures on planet Earth that have ever existed. Can you profoundly state that dinosaurs were merchants? What about plants and algae in the same respect? We know that intelligence is a factor. Do monkeys come to you as something of being a capable merchant between their species? The truth is, no species on Earth has come up with the insane concept of an economy other than us humans. Money is a man-made system to keep ourselves from essentially butchering each other for goods and services. A type of control mechanism to help humans remain civil and polite between one another. Since no other living species on Earth developed an economy to trade goods for survival, perhaps humans could do the same. According to Jabe Saab, from the YouTube channel TEDx Talks video, A World Without Money, the possibility of that could happen. Saab describes that our species needs to move beyond the boundaries of exchanging goods and services and set everything free. Literally, anything you could think of as being something of value is free for everyone. From housing, transportation, food, and entertainment, the list of things could be endless. But we know that such idealistic thinking is not a way to rectify human behavior. Human behavior exhibits many properties of temptation, greed, lust, and satisfaction. Valuable things such as food, resources to survive, and luxuries are all human incentive cravings that warrant exchange. If you make those things free, you can no doubt expect people to start scalping and making things difficult for everyone. The problems would be endless and become uncontrollable. Money was invented for the sole purpose of exchanging goods that someone else had that you or they wanted. Basically, you or the other person worked hard in obtaining your goods and want something equally valuable in return. The good thing about money is that the foundation is a simple yet effective transaction. The bad thing about money is that you essentially need a massive amount to even survive nowadays. This brings the point across that money is a paradoxical claim of being both good and bad. You can neither live with nor without money in your daily life. Even if money was essentially non-existent, you would find problems arise because of human nature itself. Another bad thing about money is that many people have become extremely anxious of money in general, leading to mental health issues and stress of just not having enough money. According to the YouTube video, How Americans' Money Anxiety is Impacting Their Mental Health, by CNBC Television, money affects individuals negatively in regards to their mental health. In the natural world, herbivores stress over being prey to predators, and predators stress over finding prey. Humans, however, have indeed exceeded the natural world as being a dominant species. While humans do stress over securing survival resources, nothing compares to the man-made predator we face today, money. Humans have essentially created a predator that feeds off our existence and has no substance in return for us to devour. Money needs us to basically exist to be created, but could exist without human intervention if necessary. Money, in the end, is not a living being, however, and we do have a choice in our creations. Even with all the bad things that money brings about in our species, the question becomes, is money a bad thing? The short and simple answer is no. According to the YouTube video, Money is the Root of All Evil, True or False, by Team Fearless, money is just an object, such as paper, metal, or an object in general. The truest thing about money is that it is neither good nor evil, but what you do with money determines that outcome. Money can be used for good and incredible things. Whether that is making a Hallmark achievement for everyone or simply being generous, like leaving a tip for a meal. The problems with money will continuously exist as humans deem money necessary, thus continuing the cycle of the paradoxical claim that money is both good and bad for many years to come.